Charlotte too. And on top of that, the jerseys they're going to have are going to be kick-ass because everybody going back to the Hornets. So I can't wait to see that look. You know, I think that's my man CL pulling right now from the 470. CL, that you?
Yo, what's good, man?
What's going on, man? How you feeling?
Hey, man, I've been better. I'm, I guess you could say,
Sometimes it gets like that, man. Sometimes it gets like that.
Hey, man, I guess you could say, like, I'm at the corner of when technology fails and when life happens. And I'm right there at the intersection.
That's not a good place to be in these days and time, though.
Nah, bro, really ain't.
Well, glad you could give us some time with you today, man. First of all, before we get into sports, I want to thank you for your efforts on my final album that I put out on July 7th. You did the hook, and you did the last verse of the track, Prime Time Player, which I'm actually going to play at the end of the show today. I think I loaded it up on this thing. I'm pretty sure I did. Play that later on. I want to thank you for that, though. And I got to tell you, because I'm pretty much like, I'm all into myself. You know how I am. I'm just full of myself, you know. So pretty much when I'm driving around with my girl, we listen to my album all the time. But let me tell you, one of my favorite lines of the album, and me and her both say it, is that whole annihilation line you do in there? Me and her just always
doing
it. Sick. I think it was like, she loves it when I fall, but she likes annihilation, whatever. We were like,
Yeah, she loves. Hey, man, I try to do a little something Mary, once in a while, man.
I really appreciate you doing that, man. But before we get into the NFC South Division talk, I want to talk NBA free agency with you. Last week, obviously, the news came out about LeBron James. I never got your take on it. I actually hated the whole LeBron leaving Miami, going to Cleveland for a lot of reasons. But I want to know if you heard the news about LeBron going to Cleveland.
Well, me, personally, I really wasn't that surprised because I guess like the week before and coming into it with his wife dropping the little gym, like they're coming home to Akron, they said that you know, that was unrelated. But you got to know how to read between the lines. And when you're talking about LeBron, I think you got to take it back probably even before the season started. Now, you play video games, G?
I haven't played live in a 2K in a long-ass time, but...
Okay. Well, just keep this. I'm going to try to keep this real short. LeBron had a mode on a new 2K14 called Path to Greatness, where basically you have to choose what LeBron did. Stay in Miami, go to Cleveland, be the king of New York, go team up with Kobe. Whatever you want LeBron to do, you got to choose his path to the Hall of Fame.
Wow, really?
And I think it was a subliminal message to everyone out there. And who knows, they might even get a little big brother wrong, keeping a little statistics and seeing what you choose and seeing what you like. But I'm not going to get into all that. But basically, I think he kind of was indecisive from jump. And he kind of decoded that message in that video game and all the little hints they were dropping. Oh, don't ask me until into season. Because if he was just going to come back to Miami, I think we probably would have known, you know, at least a month or a couple months before the end of the season. We would have been able to put that together.
You know what's funny? Before you came on, I actually dropped a little jewel about, like, LeBron James, Illuminati, unconsciously myself, as you just did. That's
oh,
just
Lord.
Funny how you just did the same thing.
I'm not co-signing nothing with no Illuminati, man, because – you could get lost in that maze, and you would never get out.
See, like, I just want to know what you think about. I didn't like the fact that he went. I thought this was the easiest choice for him to look like the good guy again. Remember, he was vilified going to Miami, forming the big three, and doing something. But I'm not a fan of this anymore because the way the fans acted, burning his jerseys, talking all nonsense when he left, with the owner out there talking nonsense. And he had to try to swallow that pride and go back. I just don't like that.
Ooh. Hey, man. Hey, I'm going to put it like your boy, what's his name? I think it was Calhoun. And he said, hey, it's always good to have a billionaire in your back pocket. You know, you forgave this guy for putting out that personal message, you know, because he really sounded like a mad boyfriend when he wrote that letter. And for LeBron to be the bigger guy and basically just forgive him, You know, he got Dan Gilbert in his back pocket, whatever he need. Hey, I need that. I need that plane. I'm trying to get over to Caruba or wherever LeBron might go.
I can see that. The other free agent that people were talking about, but obviously not in the same volume as LeBron. So obviously, as soon as LeBron signed, all the other teams were close. And that was Carmelo Anthony. And we see Melo, he said he wants to be on the winner. He doesn't go to the winner. He stays in New York, but he goes for the bigger contract. Do you think Carmelo really believes in Phil Jackson, or he just went to cash out big?
Good, buddy.
Can you hear me good, or is there too much in the background for you?
What's going on over there?
Hey, man, as real as it gets, if you can't say I'm on the streets, y'all are a good damn lie. But yeah, I'm going to just get this on until I get my situation straight. But,
no doubt.
I think Carmelo had two things on his mind. One, gotta have a band. You know, down here we call cash bands. So, 50 million on the table, that's a lot of money. I mean, that's like generational money. You can't be like, you know what, I really want to win a championship, and wait, there's no guarantee that Derrick Rose is going to be healthy, but there's no guarantee that we'll win the championship, but there's a guarantee I can get this 50 million.
Exactly.
Okay, let's do that. You know, and Phil is not the bad guy to be, you know, co-founder as an architect, because you got four puppeteers that's pretty much been responsible for damn near all the championships for like the last 40 years. You got Red Auerbach, Pat Riley, Phil Jackson, and, Popovich. So Phil's got the formula, and I'm sure he's going to be able to get Derek Fisher, Kurt Rambis, and whoever else they add to that staff to really get some guys coached up in that triangle, but no problem.
But you know what's funny? And I want to know your opinion on this. We've seen the Bulls, they still have great seasons, even without Derek Rose. Like, do you think the Bulls, let's say Derek Rose got hurt and Carmelo was healthy the whole year, But how far does that full team go without Rose, but with Melo at least?
Man, I think that really hurt the whole momentum. Because myself, just as a basketball fan, I was ready to see Derrick Rose back out there. Because to me, he like the second coming of Allen Iverson. And I think that really hurt their chances to land any big free agents. Because now it's like, you know, after one injury, you like, you know, he bounced back. But two, back-to-back, I ain't seen you in 2 years. Like, come on now. If you got a girlfriend you ain't seen in 2 years, you ain't talked to her, you ain't texted her, you ain't Skype chat, nothing, then you're going to be hesitant when you try to get back with her, man.
No, I definitely, let me tell you, and the fact that Derrick Rose is going to be on Team America, if I was the Bulls, Team USA, I'd be like, they're not playing and for Team USA. There's no way.
He got to play himself back into shape and really be in some competitive basketball, man, because then that way when training camp preseason comes back around, there really won't be that much of a learning curve, that much of a process to get him straight. So, you know, instead of waiting 15, 20 games for him to get his feet underneath him, he's probably going to be ready day one.
And I want to talk to you about, I want to keep it in Chicago, Pau Gasol. I actually love this signing because Pau Gasol is one of those few big men that can really make people better offensively. You know, he's a great passer for a big man. He's got a multifaceted offensive game. What do you think about the Bulls getting Pau Gasol?
Oh, yeah, I'm loving that. Because Pau really brings up to the table, like, his passes and just the actual, I guess you could say, a jump shot from somebody that's 7 foot, which for whatever reason, Chicago got, like, six dudes that's 7 foot, but they can't hit jumpers. So I guess that's really going to help him in that department. And, I mean, he's broke. And now he's finally going to be out of a situation where, I mean, his hands are tied. Like,
him and Mike D'Antoni might as well have just been in the octagon and just squared up. Because them dudes did not like each other.
Yeah. Definitely not. The other free agent I wanted to get to, I learned to love this guy. Lance Stevenson going to Charlotte. I think Charlotte's one of the more interesting teams going next year. How do you think Lance makes the team better?
Oh, Lance will make him bad? Oh, man. He's going to get Lance Stevenson. He might get the Most Improved Player Award if you're measuring knucklehead mistakes. Because being next to Jordan, I think he's going to learn a whole lot about being a professional on and off the court, and when it's time to say, hey, you know what, can't party today. No, we got to get this W out here in Atlanta. Because I'm going to tell you right now, even Dominique Wilkins has suggested it. Not to get too much off the rail, but, you know, when folks come down here and say Atlanta, they pretty much like to take the night off. You should see Atlanta's home record. It's ridiculous. But to get back on Lance, I think he really, you know, bet on himself. I guess he feels that, you know, people talking about him not being able to hold his own by himself. Because I ain't going to lie, man. I mean, blowing at people's ear, that's a little immature. I don't know, did we talk about that?
No, we didn't. I just thought you were a minute. No, we did not talk about blowing at the ear.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know what type of secrets he was trying to get over to LeBron or what kind of influence he might have thought to have, but I really needed Lance to grow up, and I'm just hoping that he don't fall flat on his face. And the Michael Jordan factor, you know, I guess with the Space Jam ball, I hope he can get a hold of it and channel that so we can get some energy coming out of him.
To wrap up the NBA thoughts, like, do you see LeBron now just being on any team in the East and make some of the favorites win the East, or do you still think the Bulls or the Pacers are a step above the Cavs right now?
I mean, you probably could put Chicago above them because Lance leaving Indiana brings them a step down. That doesn't put them in the same tier to me anyway, because I still think Ron Hibbert, he's fragile, to say the least. Paul George is still streaky at best when he's on offense. It's a lot of stuff that's keeping Indiana, keeping me from saying Indiana is in that top two. So I probably bump them down to three, probably put Chicago one and Cleveland right there.
I can definitely see something like that.